KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog possible this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny today, a high of 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. There were some lengthy delays in getting final results in some close races locally during Tuesday's general election here in southwest Iowa. In Cass County, the first results of the night after the polls close are typically the absentee ballot returns, but those numbers ended up not coming in until well after 11 p.m., keeping voters here in suspense when it came to the Board of Supervisors race in Districts 4 and 5. When the numbers were finally tallied, Republican Steve Beyer of Griswold was the winner in District 4 with 789 votes, Democrat Dana Kunze's 611. In District 5, incumbent Republican Supervisor Frank Waters of Cumberland retained his seat. Coming from behind to fend off his challengers, no party candidates Randy J. Pollock and J. Ford Lillard. Waters garnered 704 votes, Pollock had 409 and Lillard 294. In Adair County, there were no contested races, but two of the seven townships rejected a public measure on their ballot that asked if the offices of trustee and clerk within a township should be filled by appointment to a four-year term by the Board of Supervisors. Richland and Washington townships in Adair County rejected the measure. In Adams County, incumbent Republican Sheriff Alan Johans won re-election, defeating his deputy and no-party candidate Robert Lilly, 1,682 to 317 votes. And Public Measure A, regarding the filling of township trustees and clerks by appointment through the Board of Supervisors, passed by a narrow 43 to 36 vote. In Audubon County, incumbent Sheriff Todd Johnson, who was a no-party candidate, defeated his deputy and Republican Brian Julesgaard by 137 votes. And Republicans Todd Nelson and Rick Thompson defeated Democrat Laverne Bub Deist to fill two seats on the Audubon County Board of Supervisors. In Guthrie County, Republican Jack Lloyd defeated Democrat Jerome Carraher for a seat on the Board of Supervisors in District 1, while fellow Republican Mike Dixon won over his Democrat opponent David Wood in District 5. And Republican Tristan Richard won a vacancy race for the Audubon Recorder's position over Democrat Rhonda Miller. In the County Ag Extension Council in Guthrie County, where there were six candidates for four seats, the winners were Brett Hodges, Chad Shelby, Mike Thomas, and Anna Kastner. Also, 10 people were hoping to serve as a hospital trustee in Guthrie County. Three seats were open. The winners were Chris Schaefer, Mary Sheeter, and Michael Underwood. In Shelby County, Republican Mark Maxwell defeated Democrat Marsha J. Carter to win the auditor's job. And in Pottawatomie County, Republicans Marilyn Joe Drake and Tim Wickman beat out four other candidates for two seats on the Board of Supervisors, while Republican Melvin Hauser defeated his two challengers to win the title of county auditor. Now you can see those individual county results on our news page at KJAN.com or the Iowa Secretary of State's website for more in-depth results. Elsewhere in area news, a fatal accident that took place last week in southern Adair County has claimed another life. 85-year-old Norma Kaltrider of Adair, who was injured in the crash, died Monday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Last week, we reported 88-year-old Dawn Christensen of Adair died in the same crash that happened November 2nd at around 9:35 p.m. on Highway 25 south of Orient. The accident happened when a car driven by 30-year-old Derek Uliger of Creston was traveling south in the northbound lane of Highway 25 and collided head-on with a vehicle driven by 82-year-old Betty Jean Schultz of Greenfield. Uliger and Schultz had been injured in that crash and were transported by ambulance to hospitals in Creston and Greenfield. Dawn Christensen died at the hospital in Creston, while, as I mentioned, Norma Kaltrider, who was injured and flown to the hospital in Des Moines, later died. Another passenger in one of the vehicles, 89-year-old Marilyn Ursham of Greenfield, was transported to the Adair County Hospital. Police in Atlantic say a man was arrested Monday for a domestic abuse assault. Officials say 28-year-old Casey Sampson Jr. of Atlantic was booked into the Cass County Jail. Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported the arrest on Sunday of two women on drug charges. 25-year-old Alexandra Lynn Stone of Atlantic was arrested on charges of possession of meth, second offense, possession of marijuana, second offense, possession of burglar tools, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And 28-year-old Lacey Dawn Leslie of Atlantic was arrested on charges of possession of tramadol, second offense, and unlawful possession of a prescription drug. Both were taken to the Cass County Jail. Stone remained held in the jail yesterday on $6,300 bond, while Leslie's bond was set at $2,000. Also arrested Sunday was 27-year-old John Martin Chamberlain III of Atlantic for public intoxication. He pled guilty to the charge and was later released. Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 25-year-old Thomas Dees of Thornton, Colorado, Sunday for felony possession with the intent to deliver marijuana and a drug tax stamp violation. He was being held on $10,000 bond. And on November 2nd, Cass County deputies arrested 42-year-old Matthew Rowland of Lewis on an Ida County warrant. Rowland was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on bond. In the funeral announcements, Walter Heimberger, age 90, of Stewart, died Saturday. Funeral services for Walter Heimberger will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Norman W. Paulson, age 87, of Anita, died Sunday. Graveside services for Norman Paulson will be today at 2:30 at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Alvin Bean, age 83, of Greenfield, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Al Bean will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Don Christensen, age 88, of Adair, died Wednesday in Creston, last Wednesday in Creston. Funeral services for Don Christensen will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Isabel Klein, age 92, of Harlan, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial for Isabel Klein will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Viola Vanetta, age 84, who's formerly of the Nevinville area, died November 1st in Colorado. Graveside services for Viola Vanetta will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Cecil M. Denny, age 78, of Anita, died Sunday. Memorial services for Cecil Denny will be Friday at 2 o'clock at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Marjorie Grayson, age 91, of Atlantic, died October 11th. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Marjorie Grayson will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Norma Jean Kaltrider, age 85, of Adair, died Monday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Norma Kaltrider will be Saturday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Jaquetta Jenkins, age 76, of Elkhorn, died November 2nd. Memorial services for Jaquetta Jenkins will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Larry Groof, age 66, of Atlantic, died October 13th. Celebration of life for Larry Groof will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Williams, Iowa. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ellen Carlson, age 79, who's formerly of Audubon, died October 27th. Funeral services for Ellen Carlson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Yvonne Greenwald, formerly of Atlantic, died October 29th in Arizona. Memorial services for Yvonne Greenwald will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Methodist Church, United Methodist Church. And Eileen Smith of Council Bluffs died Tuesday in Omaha. And services for Eileen Smith are currently pending. I should say those services for Yvonne Greenwald will be held November 19th. That is a check of our news this morning, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.